This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and this is episode 108. So today, I am joined again by Romulo Reyes of Elite Global Outsourcing. This is a specialized outsourcing vertical, or an outsourcer that has a specialized vertical in the gaming space, both gaming development, gaming support, gaming marketing, and also now e-games, which is the whole kind of the competition surrounding games. I'm kind of way out of my depth here, so I tap into Romulo's expertise in the area. I don't have a big gaming background, very light knowledge on gaming, but I'm just fascinated by the depth of this industry, but also the huge potential there is in outsourcing such technical and complicated verticals such as the gaming and everything to do with the gaming sector. So I'm sure you will enjoy this whether you're in gaming or not. If you want to get in touch with Romulo, then go to our show notes. If you want any information at all, go to our show notes. And you can find this episode at outsourceaccelerator.com/108. Enjoy. Today I am joined again by Romulo Reyes. Hi, Romulo.
Hi.
And Romulo is from Elite Global Sourcing. Mm-hmm. And this is specifically a gaming BPO, or provides technical stuff to the gaming industry, which of course Romulo will be able to explain. We have spoken to Romulo in a previous episode, so go back and listen to that if you want more of a broader background on Romulo and his journey. And today we're going to discuss Elite, not because this is an infomercial, but because I want to give people good insight into the incredible services available mm-hmm. here in the Philippines that are of an absolute world standard. So happy to be joined by you.
Sure.
Romulo. And do you want to give us, I suppose, just to start, an introduction into yourself and how you came to be working with Elite?
Yeah, I'm Romulo Reyes. I'm the managing director for Elite Global Sourcing. I handle the business, operations, B2B, B2C, marketing and sales for the company.
Fantastic. And Elite is headquartered in California?
Correct. Our headquarters is in California.
Right. And can you give us a sense of, you've been going 10 years, and
yeah.
Give us a sense of how big you are?
Yeah, we started off 10 years ago. We were founded by Mr. Johnny Peck. He used to be the chief operating officer for Gravity Interactive USA. Now, Gravity Interactive, for those in the gaming scene, a very famous company, publicly listed in NASDAQ, and they are the developers and publishers of the huge worldwide hit MMORPG called Ragnarok Online. And they were one of the pioneers of the free-to-play business model for games. So, our president, while working at Gravity USA, back then the gaming scene was dominated by these online games wherein you pay for subscription. Now, they came up with this brilliant idea. Why don't we give the game for free?
Get people hooked.
Yeah, get people hooked. I mean, it's a game after all, right?
Yeah, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I'm used to paying for my games, but, getting a free game, right? And then you only pay for things that you'd like to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
It might have sounded crazy back then, but that's, what we have right now. It's actually overtaken the subscription model in terms of the online gaming currently.
Right. Yeah. And then so did he set up Elite to scratch his own itch? Was he developing his own games, or was it purely as a intended service for other game developers out there?
Well, actually, Elite Global Sourcing was, its original name was Ignited Game Services. And it was, there was a publisher called Endorse Interactive. So after Johnny Peck from Gravity US, he formed his own company called Endorse, and it published a hit MMORPG turn-based called Atlantica Online. Now, what happened was there was the service operations department, and he put the company here in the Philippines. And during that time, I mean, you know, for a fact that service industry is booming back then, so he saw a lot of potential because there weren't a lot of game service BPOs back then, and we couldn't find really someone to partner with. So, you know, he put in a lot of resources into this service, and that's where the BPO section of that company came from. Mm. And, you know, from then on, it became its own organization, very strong foundations from actual publishing, from actual game development, and that's where the pedigree of the company comes from.
And this is what I preach to people out there as well. Mm. You know, there's a sense that the Philippines is a third world, and it's potentially a bit of a sweatshop, and you get, you know, poorly functioning call centers.
Right.
But actually, the truth couldn't be more different, because you have, you know, significant people within the gaming industry, you know, of significant pedigree, setting up these highly skilled workshops that if you take on your services at Elite, you're not just getting a guy sitting at a desk for an hourly rate. You're actually buying into the full expertise and the pedigree of your founders and your now 10 years experience in the industry. Yeah,
it's correct.
Incredibly compelling. What I just will go into your pricing structures next, but what do you cover? Because we were just discussing before this that the gaming industry now has surpassed the movie industry in terms of revenues, but also it's expanding. The breadth of gaming is getting broader. So how can you, what services do you offer?
Well, for Elite Global Sourcing, let me talk about the services first. We can split the business of games into two major segments. First is the game development. This would be companies that make the games. And the second one would be game publishing. These would be the people or the organization that brings the games to the consumer. Sometimes one company is both. So for game developers, what we provide, because we are a turnkey solutions provider for both, we can provide all your requirements from game design, sound engineering, QA, quality assurance, development or programming, integration, 3D and 2D art asset development, animation, you name it. And for the game publishing side, we also provide customer service, quality assurance, viral marketing, social network site management, viral marketing, community management, and quite recently, publishing partnership, wherein if you want to penetrate a certain country, let's say in Southeast Asia, let's say in the Philippines, but you do not have the means to do so, then you can work with us and we will provide you the necessary people, departments, and skills that you would need to publish the game in certain areas. Now, if you do not know how to do that, then we will work with you in creating the architecture and the framework, going so far as to helping you find the right infrastructure hosting for your game.
And then you've also expanded recently into e-games as well. It just shows the speed of the spread of these industries. Yeah. So e-games, for those not too familiar, are these live gaming events,
esports actually.
Esports.
Okay. Yeah, we provide esports for Southeast Asia. Wherein we have quite currently a first-person shooter game, and they want to penetrate their Southeast Asian market. So we recruited the best community managers from Vietnam, Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, Philippines, and Indonesia. And then we have them working in our office. And what they provide would be the individual Facebook and Discord community management. Discord is a game communications channel. Now, we also provide game streaming services. We're in the tournaments and the games that, you know, these small teams play against with each other. We stream them using Shoutcasters live. And we also put them up on Twitch and on Facebook. And by the end of the month, we'll be, today's October, we'll be flying in teams from Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore to compete in the electronic sports game show from the 27th to the 29th. We'll be flying them in. We'll be booking them in hotels, transportation. We also will handle the PR, interviews with the media and whatnot for them, and then make sure that they're well taken care of. So it's a full esports suite support.
Incredible, huh? Mm. You know, and I'm not blowing a trumpet, but I'm amazed by the kind of depth of these industries and sectors. Yeah. You know, the ones that I'm not so familiar with myself, but yeah, incredible. And then I know, you know, it's a question like how long's a piece of string, but how, for the outsider, how do you price these services?
Well, it really depends on what your goal would be. Right now, we have a fixed rate per person. I mean, there are three major business models we have. First is the direct outsourcing, wherein, you know, you give us, let's say, a department or a task, or let's say, for example, you want us to handle customer service.
So it's mainly kind of ongoing jobs, isn't it? Because obviously if I came to you wanting to build a game, then that is more project-based and project-based, big project at that. Whereas you find your sweet spot in providing kind of ongoing staffing solutions for
game. But here's the thing. I mean, when we engage with a client, we don't really see ourselves as a project partner, although we're open to that. But in terms of the value, we see more value in terms of providing the full player life cycle, meaning to say that we can help you or make the game for you, we can launch the game with you, and then we can support the game for you and help you drive better bottom line. And that's how we always project and talk to our clients, meaning to say we're not just the one-trick pony. Development, you get your, you know, you get your game, bye-bye. We're in it for the long haul, meaning to say we make your game, we can launch your game, we can publish your game and support your customers.
Right. And to give me insight and potentially the other listeners out there, I mean, I don't want to dig too deep and become insensitive, but what is the cost of a game developer here versus a game developer sitting in Silicon Valley sort of thing?
Oh,
what is
the kind of face difference
of that?
Correct. A game developer here, I mean, I don't want to put a price tag. People can go to payscale.com and then check it out. But it's roughly a third for the same experience. Because maybe unknown to a lot of people, there are AAA publishers both in North America and in Japan and in Korea actually doing business here, employing Filipino talents, not just for programming, but for voice, art, animation, you name it. I mean, everything about game development, talent, and products are already being developed currently here. So it's not really a question of do they know how, because they have the know-how and the experience. But in terms of the cost of living versus Silicon Valley, I mean, I don't know if you've been, you know, you've stayed a while. It's not cheap. I mean, my mom lives over there in San Jose. It's not cheap, I'm telling you. So the cost of living is much, much lower, of course, in Manila. And, you know, I'd say it would be more economical to actually have a Philippine team or offshore team develop the game for you, and then would be the same quality, if not better. Why? Because most mobile games now are made to cater to a global audience. Mm. I mean, you know, I'm not saying anything bad about people at Silicon Valley, but you've got people here centrally located between the West and the East. And for hundreds of years, we're this melting pot of language and culture. So we know and we feel that what product would work best for a global audience.
Mm. No, and you know, they say with call centers, Filipinos are good because of the cultural alignment, but actually with gaming, you know, it is quite a pastime for a lot of Filipinos, isn't it? So it's almost like a first language for Filipinos, as it would be for gamers in the US. Yeah, like there is actually no cultural delineation with that anymore.
Correct.
Fantastic. Thank you for the insights. And if people want to get in touch with you, of course, how can they do that?
Yeah, they can visit our website, EliteGSL, that's ELITEGSL.com. They can send us an email or chat with us on our webpage. We're there available 24/7.
Fantastic. Thank you, Romulo.
No problem.
Okay, that was Romulo Reyes of Elite Global Sourcing. If you want to get in touch with Romulo, then go to our show notes at outsourceaccelerator.com/108. And if you want to ask us anything, then please do. Just drop us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.